Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, November 6th. In a sign of the times here on Election Day, ride-sharing services are offering discounted rides for voters. Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Uber and Lyft are offering free and discounted rides to polling locations in Colorado. In Denver, you can even rent one of those new Lime electric scooters for free and zip on down to the ballot box. There are some strings attached to the deals, though. A ride with Uber is free as long as the fare doesn't exceed $10. And the Lyft rides are being offered to most voters at a 50% discount. An Uber spokesman says the company is paying the drivers for the rides they give to the polls. I'm Scott Franz.
Colorado River water demand is on the rise, but the supply is dwindling. Is there enough water to meet agricultural, industrial, and municipal needs and still leave some for recreation and ecosystems? In western Colorado, ranchers and conservationists have a plan to help ensure that all water needs from Glenwood Springs to DeBec are secure. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh found that so far, the project has produced some surprising results.
To me, that's your story, is we're standing in a creek to get water sounds. There is no water. You can only hear the wind.
Longtime Garfield County ranchers Liz Chandler and Terry Porter stand in the dry bed of Divide Creek, south of Silt, beside an open headgate that's letting air flow through it instead of water. Some irrigation ditches here were turned off in early May compared to mid-July. About half the ditches had no water at all. Chandler says we're in the middle of an agricultural water crisis.
We actually still have a little tiny bit of water rights, but there's not enough that we were able to grow hay. So the impact this year to me is I have to sell my cattle because I cannot afford to buy hay to feed the cows.
The situation is both tragic and scary, but not unexpected. In 2012, the Bureau of Reclamation predicted that by 2060, Colorado River water demand will exceed supply. Levels in Lake Mead and Lake Powell, the largest reservoirs on the river, are already at an all-time low. In 2015, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper's statewide water efficiency plan went into effect. As part of that plan, the Colorado Basin Roundtable, a water supply strategy group, wants management plans on 80% of streams between Grand County and Grand Junction.
In this basin, we wanted to take an integrated approach.
That's Lori Rink, project manager for the Middle Colorado Watershed Council, a conservation group based in Rifle.
What we want to figure out here for our watershed, for our basin, is collectively what our water needs are.
That means consumptive and non-consumptive uses. Liz Chandler heads up the consumptive use project for the Book Cliffs, Southside, and Mount Soper Soil Conservation Districts. Her job is to oversee surveys of certain irrigation ditches within district boundaries. She says one of the project's goals is to help ranchers pay for irrigation problems.
Do we identify anything on the ditch that we need to help that rancher improve? Is there some area they would like to pipe? Would they like to go to a different irrigation system? What can we do to help the ranchers use the water to the best we can use the water?
Terry Porter agrees with one caveat.
Our goal is not to create more water to put into the Colorado River. That is not our goal.
Chandler explains it like this.
The plan is for that end user on the ditch to be able to get their full allotment of water in a good water year that the water is there, because right now they don't. And so how can we figure out efficiencies within this ditch that end user gets their full allotment of water?
The other part of the integrated plan is a survey of non-consumptive water use, like how much water is needed for recreation, ecosystems, and stream flows, often at loggerheads with agriculture. The Middle Colorado Watershed Council is in charge of that survey. For Lori Rink, an integrated plan seemed like a good idea.
We recognized early on as a roundtable that if you're going to try and find ways to solve issues with water shortages and so on, that you need to get everybody around the table talking about it. You really need folks at the table who own the water, who manage the water. And so that's where the integrated piece arose.
But the plan was not an easy sell to the agriculture community.
I think at that time, the Middle Colorado Watershed Council was seen as an environmental group that had ill intent for the ag industry. I felt that their goal was to try and get more water in the river.
But Terry Porter has changed his mind.
I think they're just kind of trying to maximize the use of all water on the Colorado. Okay. You know, I don't see them as a big enemy of us anymore.
Working together on the plan has actually strengthened the relationship between the council and the ranchers. Lori Rink says perceived conflict has presented opportunities to find common ground.
I'm not going to say here that we've identified that and we're all singing kumbaya right now, but we're certainly moving in the direction of being able to understand each other better and being able to have open conversations.
Liz Chandler agrees.
I think we've had a chance to actually sit down and meet with each other and talk about project goals, and you find out we all love the Colorado River. We all love the Western Slope. We have far more in common with each other than we have what divides us.
Survey results will be available to the public sometime in 2019. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KDNK, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.
And here's a look from the Associated Press at some of the statewide issues Colorado voters will be deciding upon today. The ballot includes votes for governor, 7 U.S. House races, and 13 statewide ballot questions. There are also the races for attorney general, treasurer, secretary of state, and 82 legislative seats. There are ballot measures on where oil and gas wells can be drilled and raising income tax to fund public education. One transportation measure would issue bonds to pay for repairs to crumbling roads and build new highway infrastructure. A second would raise taxes for state and local roads projects, for local public transit, and projects such as sidewalks and bike paths. The governor's race stands out because Democratic candidate Jared Polis has poured in over $20 million of his own money, making it the most expensive governor's race in state history. Going into today, Polis was ahead in most polls over Republican candidate Walker Stapleton. And according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, county clerks across the state are asking residents who waited until today to vote to cast their ballots as early as possible. There is an expected rush of late-day voting, which may delay final results for a day or longer. As a result, clerks from around the state are asking people to cast votes before 5 p.m. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, November 6th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.